那么主耶稣站在那里受审的。好，下面一个。那么这个就是那个图画，你看到吗？这个主耶稣站在这里，比拉多在这里，然后呢，刚才我们所看见那个那个石头，这块石头其实就是刚才下面一个主耶稣这个地方就那块石头，然后呢有阶梯从这里上去，所以你看主耶稣受审的时候，那么这就是约翰福音20章所说的铺花石处 Gabbatha。
Gabbatha is where mentioned by John chapter 21 where that the picture before that it was where our Lord stood for his trial。
好，在下面，我想应该就可以了啊。关于好这部分这样就可以了。
Now the tour is over。
好，我想我们关于这个主耶稣是怎样被锁定在一个空间里面，我想我们已经讲得清楚了。
Now we are very clear, and we have touched on how our Lord Jesus was locked into the particular space.
因为很多人没有去过以色列，所以我们想用投影让大家有一个概念。
So we use these slides so that many of us have not been to Israel, so at least we have some concept of idea.
那么，所以现在呢，讲到主耶稣生在伯利恒。长在拿撒勒，然后工作在加利利和约旦河外，然后最后他死在耶路撒冷，然后从那里升天。
So the five venues, he was born in Bethlehem, and that he grew up in Nazareth, and his ministry was in Galilee, and in the outside Bethany beyond the Jordan, beyond Jordan River, and then we see that he was crucified in Jerusalem.
所以现在我想我们应该可以。真的把整个的四福音把它合起来，我们一同来看它。
And so now we can have this harmony of these four gospels, and we could study them.
因为今天早晨我们已经把那个骨架给弟兄姊妹看得清楚。
And so this morning we have shown you the structure.
所以主的一生分作三个阶段。
And so the life of Jesus is divided into three sections.
Three stages. 那么第一个 stage, 第一个阶段就是三十年，他隐藏了三十年。
The first stage is the hidden part is 30 years.
然后第二个阶段。
And the second stage.
三年。
Three years.
然后第三个阶段是半年，就是总共是六个月。
And so finally, the last 6 months.
那么现在呢，我们就把四福音所有的资料，你把它找来，然后就可以刚好通通可以填在这个三个不同的阶段里面。
And so we can use all the four gospel.To fill in, respectively under these three stages.
所以这样的话，我们就可以对于四福音有一个一般性的认识了。
And so now you'll be able, to view, the gospel.
所以如果我们来看主耶稣的头三十年
，First, let's look into the first 30 years of our Lord.
那就是他隐藏的三十年。
And that was a life that was hidden.
那么我们注意到这三十年刚开始的时候非常的灿烂。刚开始的时候，你看你有天使天君从天上经过。
And the beginning of these 30 years, we can see the passing of the angels and the family and heavenly host.
但是呢，那一下子好像烟火一样就没有了。
And it is just like firework. A short while, it all disappeared.
那么一直等了一年以后，几个博士来到耶路撒冷，好像又有一堆烟火。
And one year later, when the wise men from the east come, they see that there is another occasion of fireworks.
然后又消失了。
And then it sort of disappeared.
一直到12岁的时候，我们才知道主耶稣他来到了耶路撒冷。
And then only when he was at the age of 12, we know, now we realize he has come to Jerusalem.
那么这个时候他已经成为律法之子。
And now he becomes the sons of the Lord.
我们知道主耶稣既然是人子
，since that we know our Lord Jesus is the son of man，
所以他小的时候，你知道他和普通的犹太的孩子一样长大的。
And、so he has grown up in the same environment of the normal Jewish child.
那么等到12岁的那一年
，and when he reached the age of 12，
结果十二岁的那一年，结果因为他是律法之子。
And the age of 12, since that he is the sons of the law.
这个律法之子什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
就是说他现在可以对律法负责了。
Now he can be responsible for the legal.
他小的时候他也读创世纪前面五章。
He has read Genesis the first five chapters.
他也读生命记一部分的圣经。
He has also read portions of the Deuteronomy.
他也找一节的圣经。这个这一节的圣经的第一个字母跟最后一个字母就是主耶稣名字的第一个字母跟最后一个字母。
So he has to find a verse that is represent the first letter and the last letter of his name.
他明白圣经，明白旧约的圣经，但他不一定对旧约圣经负责任。
And that he understood the Old Testament, but he did not take the responsibility of the Old Testament.
结果他到十二岁的时候
，as he reached the age of 12,
我们知道说他就出现在耶路撒冷。
He appeared in Jerusalem.
他在耶路撒冷，圣经告诉我们，他一面问，他一面听，也一面问。
We know that while he was in Jerusalem, one aspect he was continuing to ask questions, and the other aspect he was.
结果，这个他的父母找不到他了。
And we know that during that time, his parents were unable to locate him.
所以后来发现他了，结果他们找得很苦。但主耶稣说：“我岂不应当以我的父的事为念吗
？”The Lord Jesus says, "I have to take considerations of the affairs of my heavenly Father."
那么也许有人就问说怎么可能做母这个玛利亚把她的儿子会弄丢了呢
How could Mary lost his child? His child?
这个有一个原因的。因为他们这个从他们每年来过节的时候你知道都是不是一家好几家他们成群结队的一到耶路撒冷来过节。
Yeah, we know that this is not one family. Each time when this festive season, there are many families that come together into Jerusalem.
所以那个时候呢那个时候你看见那个时候呢你就发现说这个他们就分成好几队。
They may come in different groups.
那么，这个分成不同，就是说，他们可以分成三队，前面一队，后面一队，然后呢，中间所有的小孩子什么都在这个中间，小孩子跟妇人都在中间。
And perhaps they have the man leading the way, and there will be the real God, and the children and the women they are being staged in the center.
那么长大的人呢，就到前面，到或者到后面来。
And those adults, they are either in the front or in the rear.
那么那个时候呢，因为当主耶稣到耶路撒冷呢，还不满十二岁。
We know that when Jesus was in Jerusalem, he was yet to be 12.
还没有成人，所以他在儿童那个队伍里面。
He has yet to become an adult, so he has to be in the center group.
所以等到回头回来的时候，他就不在原来，他要么在前面，要么在后面。
And so when he returns, now he's an adult, so he's either in the front or in the rear.
所以他的母亲没有找到他。
And so, his mother was unable to locate him.
但是最重要的就是，就在那一年的逾越节，当主耶稣留在耶路撒冷的时候。
And so that year, when our Lord Jesus was in Jerusalem.
就证明说他舍不得离开耶路撒冷
，because he doesn't want to leave
他说我岂不应当以我的父的事为念
？I need to take care of affairs of my heavenly father。
然后他又消失了
，and from there onwards，
一直等到三十岁他才出现
，and he reappeared after when he was 30 years old。
所以在整个成长过程里面，我们只知道说他怎么诞生，只知道说后来怎么流亡。
We know that during his birth, we own this development. We know how he was born and how he has gone to exile.
然后我们只知道说十二岁他成为律法之子。
Now we know that at the age of 12, he becomes the son of.
他也经过学习的过程。
He has gone through the learning stage.
就做神的儿子来讲，他不需要学习，神的话已经在他里面。
As the son of God, he did not have to learn because the words are dwelling in him.
但是就是人子来说，他需要经过学习的过程。
And so as the son of man, he has to go through this learning stage.
他一面问，他一面听。
On one hand, he was asking questions, and he was one hand.
他把神的话丰丰富富的藏在他心里。
And that he has kept the abundance word of God.
所以是约翰是路加福音告诉我们说孩子渐渐长大强壮起来充满智慧又有神的恩在他身上
and Luke who told us that that Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
当他说我岂不应当以我的父事为念吗？
He says I have to take in consideration of the affairs of the heavenly father.
结果他还是跟着他父母回去了。
But after which he still followed his parents.
所以你看见说他仍旧是一个顺服的人。
That we can see that he is such an obedient boy.
然后圣经说耶稣的智慧和身量并神和人喜爱他的心。
And so we know, as we read, that Jesus increased in wisdom, the stature, and in favor with God and man. That is in Luke chapter 2.
那么到底主耶稣在那一段经过了什么？我们不知道。
We are not sure that during what happened, that during this process.
但是在他所写的四福音书里面，这里一点，那里一点，不知不觉就透露了一点，透露那一点，透露那一点。
And for the four gospels, that he has been disclosed from here a little, and there a little.
比方说，他小的时候，他也在马路上和小朋友做游戏。
And then he have also been playing with other children's when he was young.
他们最容易模仿的两种游戏，一个是结婚的游戏，一个是葬礼的游戏。
And two occasions that they often imitate is either the wedding or is a burial.
Or funeral, yeah. Funeral. 主耶稣就告，然后主耶稣对他们说：“我向你们吹笛的时候，你们不举哀；我向你们这个向你们这个举哀，就对你们举哀的时候，你们不捶胸。
And that,
我对你们吹笛的时候，你们不跳舞；我对你们举哀的时候，你们不捶胸。
That means that when I blow my trumpet, you are not rejoiced, and when you sorrow, that you are.
所以这个世界对我们的主没有反应的。
That this world has no response to our Lord.
但是我们的主说，智慧之子总以智慧为师。
That we know that he is the son of the wisdom statue.
我们的主就是智慧。
Our God is wisdom.
主，我们的主就是。
Our Lord is wisdom.
然后我们这门徒们就是智慧之子。
That we know, his disciples.Are the sons of wisdom.
所以虽然主在这三十年，你看见圣经没有告诉我们到底做了些什么。
Although the Bible did not relate what had happened during these 30 years.
大概这三十年可以分作两段。
But these 30 years we can subdivide that into
前面十二年，后面十八年。
First 12 years and the later 18 years.
前面十二年，后来给我们看见说他就像普通一样的。犹太的孩子一样一样长大。
And so the first 12 years, he grown up as the normal Jewish child.
所以他钉十字架最后一句话，父啊，我把我的灵魂交给你。
And that was his last word, because I commit my spirit to you.
这是一个每一个犹太男孩子晚上睡觉前，他母亲一定要教他这么祷告。
And so this is the every prayer that a male child must say, the mother must tell them,before.
结果主在十字架上断气的时候，父啊，我把我的灵魂交给你。
And before that he gave up his spirit, that he would say, Father, I commit my spirit.
因为他知道他三天要从死里复活。
Because he know after 3 days he is going to be resurrected.
三天以后他要醒过来。
We know after 3 days he will be acquitted.
所以我们知道说这前面的十二年。
So we know the first 12 years.
那就是他装备的时候。
And that is.When he tried, he is.
他像所有的犹太男孩子一样，怎样在父母眼前受教育，他也受教育。
And so he is going to equip himself. How he has been, how as a child that they have been educated before.
他也把神的话丰丰富富藏在心里。
And so he has kept the words of God, but.
所以等到有一些婴孩说何塞纳，荣耀归给主的时候。
And so there are some child who proclaim that Hosanna, Hosanna, well, glory unto God.
主耶稣立刻就能够引诗篇第八篇说，从吃奶的口中能完成赞美。
And it says that he will be able to quote from such as from the mouth of the suckling child, he will be able to give praises.
那到第二段十八年的时候。
And so as we come to the second stage of 18 years,
我们从圣经里面只知道说他的父亲是木匠。
And we only knew that the occupation of his father was a carpenter.
自己也是木匠。
He himself was a carpenter.
那么到底在那一段时间里面他学什么功课呢？
And what did he learn during this what did he learn during this period of time?
那就是约翰福音第五章他亲自告诉我们的。
And he has personally related to us in John chapter 5.
他的只凭着自己不能做什么。
He says the son cannot do anything.
唯有看见父所做的子才能做，父所做的子也照样做。
Only what the father has done then the son will be able to.
他怎么做木匠？
How did he come?
他看约瑟怎么拿锯子，他也怎么拿锯。
How the Joseph used his saw, he will follow.
但是弟兄姊妹
，My brothers and sisters，
所有的森林都是我们的主创造的。
Everything was all been created by
all the forests.
All the forests.
所有的树林，所有的树木都是神所创造的。
The forest trees are all created by God.
但是弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
现在他要造一个凳子，要造个椅子。
And now he wants to construct a stool or a chair.
现在他需要看约瑟怎么做，他才怎么。
He has to follow exactly what Joseph did.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是什么功课
？What is the lesson?